This is going to be a difficult thing here, trying to introduce anybody. Who, CD, you want to introduce the band to the folks?
Yeah. Let's. Yeah, I know all their names, actually. Yeah, I guess. Let's. I guess we could start with the vocalists. That would be Whitney James, and then Jolie Brown. Vocalists. Let's see. On trombone, we've got John Speck. We've got John Reeser on alto saxophone. Let's see, on guitar over there, that's Steve Black. At the organ and the Fender Rhodes is Mr. Daniel Spills. Bob Heineman on bass. That'd be Todd Johnson on drums. We got Jerry Haddon, who's a kind of guest musician with us tonight on percussion. And I'm CD.
I guess that's everybody. This is one of the, I think probably setting a live room record for the biggest band. I wonder if this lineup is really set in stone or if it's more interchangeable and you can bring more people in or practice with less
people.
No more people. No more people.
It's enough.
But if your guitarist had to go across the country for some reason, would you be able to fill in with somebody else or do you have a pretty solid band here?
Well, yeah, I do have a pretty solid band, but actually you are witnessing kind of the interchangeable variety or version tonight. It's like John Reeser here is playing with us, subbing for Steve Scalfati, who's away with Nicole Colliers and down in North by Northwest. Jerry is sitting in for Libitz, who's a regular percussionist. Let's see, who else? And John Wicks is gone. How can I forget John Wicks? We got Todd Johnson filling in for him, you know.
All of them are out of town.
So writing-wise, CD, are you the primary songwriter for the band?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm the primary contributor. Thank you. It's a lot of work. You know, it's about a couple years in the making. It's been a brainchild of mine for a while. One of the tunes, actually, we haven't done it yet, but it's actually a composition by a sax player. But the whole idea is to, like, you know, write, arrange, put together good material. You know, and I encourage everybody in the band to, like, bring in their own material as well. I just, like, because I got it started, so somebody had to have some material. So, you know, you bring it in and hope it works, you know. Run out the flagpole, see everybody salutes.
So you leave your band members pretty open to playing whatever kind of solo they want to play, or is it a little bit tighter, restricted than that?
No, solo space is solo space, yeah. You know. You want to open that up and let your players just play, you know. That's the whole idea about that.
There you go.
All right, I'm curious about the lyrics. CD, you're not writing the lyrics, are you?
Yeah, I did, actually. Most of these tunes. Actually, one of the tunes, I think the last tune we did, I didn't write all those. That's kind of like third generation, you know, like different vocalists have come and gone. I've actually had different keyboard players come and go. I've had a different trombone player. I've had, and this is what, only third or fourth performance we've gone through, like a few musicians, you know. But that one was like probably the first or the closest thing to a collaboration for any of the tunes that I've written so far, you know, as far as those lyrics are concerned. But yeah, all the other stuff I wrote lyrics for. And Jolie Brown actually did some spoken word. He has some poetry on a piece we're going to do in a minute.
Excellent. I'm going to ask our vocalist here. Do you feel comfortable singing somebody else's lyrics? Is that a problem for you, Joy?
It's not a problem. It's its own thing, I think, definitely.
But do you ever find something you're singing and go, I got to change that. That's not me.
Well, I'd say that we've definitely been lucky so far because he came in with just these three pieces, and so far, you know, they've all been very groovy for me. And then had the opportunity to throw a little bit of myself into this other tune that Steve Scalfati had put together. So it's nice. I mean, knowing that I have that opportunity allows me to be able to appreciate what he's doing as well and say, okay, you know, I can take this and put some of myself into it. That's fine enough.
Whitney, tell me about practices with this band. Is it a hassle to get 10 people together in one room, or can you kind of do it in sections?
Absolutely. I think with all of the rehearsals we've had, it's been like sections of the band where there have been either four people, sometimes three, and I think we've only had two rehearsals where everyone's been there. So yeah, it's a tough thing to do. I don't envy CD's position at all, trying to get everyone's schedules.
Well, it's got to be difficult just finding a practice space big enough, I guess. Now, recording-wise, CD, what's in the works for you guys? And we're recording this right now, so this will be a start.
Well, we've started at the Jack Straw Studios and go from there. You know, we've got a demo. I've got three tunes we did at Dig Studios, actually. you know, John could probably tell you more about that from Fat City and all those cats. But no, the idea is another thing of the goal of the band is to put together right start first, you know, arranging, get a few shows together, and primarily I designed it to be as a studio writing composition oriented thing, not a gigging band. It's a band that plays shows, but not to gig around. I don't want to do a whole lot. I mean, you know, everybody in this band, I mean, it's like, you know, I've got some top shelf players, and these guys are real busy. I mean, you can catch them, you know, just about any night of the week around town, you know, so it's hard to keep that many people around who are that good, that professional, and work that much. You know, I don't want to tie up all their time, you know. Yeah. I want it to be quality, you know, not necessarily quantity.
Right. Now, you're a busy guy, too. I think I saw you in three different groups over Bumbershoot weekend, something like that, maybe two or three. But
yeah.
you're a busy guy too. Is this the kind of the main musical group that you're really kind of sinking yourself into?
Yeah, pretty much. Because like I've at this point I've had to make more room for this group, and it definitely deserves. I mean, you know, like I said, when you get 10 great musicians together with you in a room, I mean, you know, you gotta be able to create something that's worthy for them and their time. You know, and I'm pretty lucky.
All right, let's do it some more. This is Cornucopia, the live room, studios of Jack Straw Productions. Let's hear it for him.